Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf. This is the last full daf of the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos. We are holding on the bottom of daf Tzadi Tesvin Beis. Today we're going to talk about giving truma to a woman when her husband is not there, an Isha's Kohen, and in general, when we're makdim an Isha to an Ish. There are certain halachos where we're makdim an Ish, where we give precedence to a man. We're going to talk about those halachos where we give precedence to a woman over a man, and then the Gemara before the Mishnah is going to just finish up the discussion of this fellow who's a Safek Kohen, Safek Eved, and we'll discuss what to do with this Karbon Mincha, because there are specific halachos of a Karbon Mincha of a Kohen where the whole thing has to get burnt, and there's no such thing as the Shirayim getting eaten when you have a Karbon Mincha of a Kohen. And the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going through the rest of the daf, is going to talk about what if a man doesn't know who his father is, because he's Safek Ben Zayin La'achron or Ben Tes La'rishon, the mother got remarried too early, so you can't tell who the pregnancy was from, whether it was from the first husband or from the second husband. And specifically, what if one was a Kohen, one of the husbands was a Kohen and one wasn't, how do we treat the child? And the Gemara is going to have five possibilities of what the Mishnah is talking about exactly, meaning how did the first marriage end that we have this issue with the child where we're not sure if he's from the first marriage or the second marriage. So let's pick up from Tanu Rabbanan, we're at Tanu Rabbanan about 7 lines from the end of the page on Tzadi Tesvin Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Asare in Chokalem Truma Beis Agranos. There are 10 people that we don't give Truma to by the threshing floor. Ve'eluhain, and they are the following: Cheresh, Shota, Ve'katan, Tumtum, Vandroganus, Va'eved, Va'isha, Va'aral, Va'tame, Ve'nose Isha Sheino, Genesalon, Kohen, who marries someone that he's not allowed to marry. The others, if it's still Daf Tzadi Tesvin, we have to translate those, then we're in trouble. So Ve'kulim, Meshagrin, Lahem, Lubateyam, and all of them, you can send it to their houses, Chutz, Mitame, Ve'nose Isha Sheino, Genesalon. Meaning you can't give it them based on granos, but you can send it to their houses with the exception of the Tame and the Nose Isha Sheino, Genesalon, the guy who married, the Kohen who married a woman that he was not allowed to marry. There are a lot of explanations why it is that the Shota V'Katan is allowed to, the Cheresh Shota V'Katan is allowed to have it sent to his house. How can he be Zocha in the Matnas Kun, or the Pri Chadosh writes in the Kuntros Mayim Chaim that since there's a Das HaCheres Makna, that's Makna it to them, the Matnas Kun it to them, so therefore the Cheresh Shota V'Katan can be Zocha, and therefore the guy giving it is Yotze the Mitzvah's Nesina, because when it comes to Chuma, there's a Mitzvah of giving it, but you can only give it if you can make a kid, if the person can make a Kinyan. Otherwise, how he yotzei the mitzvah nesina? Says no, there's a das acheres makna, says the Pri Chadosh, and therefore yotzei the mitzvah nesina, because you're giving it to him, that enables him to be kona on his own. The Achronim just wonder how that could be the case. The Ketzos asked the Kasha. He says by matnas kuna, there's no das acheres makna, because we paskin by metzia dafir aleph that tovas hanaa in a mamon, so it doesn't really belong to the original bailim. So he's not really being makna anything. It belonged to kahuna the entire time. He just has the tovas Sana, the right to choose where to channel it, but it's not really him giving it in that sense, and therefore it should not be a das acheres makna. So the Ketzos says a different part. The Ketzos in Siman Reish Mem Gimel writes that manas kuna is mamon kohanim, and therefore the Torah was already zochit for kohanim echelif avodasim, because the kohanim are do the avoda, and even kohanim that are apostle do the avoda have zochia. And Maisi de Katan, the halach is he gets whatever the work he does, the schar tircha for what he does is considered to be his midah oraisa. So since truma is viewed on a certain level as schar tircha, as schar avoda, and for shevet kahuna, so therefore the katan is also entitled to the truma. The katan is also considered the owner of the truma. It's like his schar avoda that he's entitled to. The nesiva says different. The nesiva says a very unbelievable chiddush. He says that which we send truma to their houses is because there is no mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. There's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. We have to be Mafrash Truma, and now it happens to be that it belongs to a Kohen, so we have to give it to the Kohen. But there's no mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. That's Mefurash against Ramban. The Ramban in Mitzvah Yud Beis says that not only is there a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma, there are two mitzvahs. There's also a mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. That's what we've explained many times. The Tos Rid writes, and the Yehuda made it famous, that there's a that there are two different dinim. There's a din of Chita Achas Poteres as Kolakri, that if you take even the tiniest amount of Truma, that works for no matter how much produce you have, and then there's another din that you need to give a kedei nesina, that you need to give a reasonable amount for truma. Well, aren't those two dinim a stira? So the Tos Rid explains, and the Yehuda points this out, that there's a difference, that when it comes to chitachas p'taris kalakri, that's in the din of hafrasha, that if you're mafrish to make your stuff no longer tevel, you only need to be mafrish chita achas. But to be yotzei the mitzvahs nesina, that's not enough to give a chita achas. You have to pile on a few chita achases. You have to have enough. That's a kedei nesina. But those are two separate mitzvahs. The nesiva seems to say not that way, which is very strange. So two lines from the bottom. Bishlam cherishot v'katan lav mnei deyaninu. I understand cherishot v'katan. We're not going to give them truma bebeis hakranus because they're not bnei das. Tumtum man drogin the same sin. Also nami very b'fnei atzmaninu. They're not a man. They're not a woman. They're their own thing. So you don't want to give them truma either. So what? Their own thing. A man's allowed to get truma. A woman's allowed to get truma. What's the big deal that they're buried b'fnei atzma? Says Rashi. Vavizilusa dekachim. What are you giving it to? You're giving it to someone who's so vague that it's considered to be zayin to the kachim. It's considered a zilusa to the kachim. It is a little odd that the Gemara refers to a tumtum ve'androgin as a beri b'fnei atzma. Who's really a beri b'fnei atzma? An androgynous is a beri b'fnei atzma. Tumtum is not a beri b'fnei atzma. Tumtum is just, we don't know what the tumtum is. So the Yashar Shiakov writes that you have to say that tumtum is nakad agav grara, that we're really referring to androgynous over here. Tumtum is a different reason why we don't give him truma, because you can't give truma to an arel, and a tumtum is a safek arel, because if he's a man, we know he doesn't have a bris mila, so he's a safek arel. That's why you're not allowed to give him truma. In the Tshuva's Binyan Siyana Chadashos, he also asks this question about Tumtum, and he says the Tumtum is a Safik Isha, and Beri B'fnei Atzma is only a din by an androgynous, not by a Tumtum. And he says, you can't say the reason we don't give him truma is for the same reason we don't give an Isha truma by the Beis HaGranos, because by the Isha, the concern is Yichud, or maybe she's a Grusha. Well, Yichud's only a concern by someone who you could have Bia with. A Tumtum is not a Bar Bia, so that's not going to be a concern. And now, Grusha, he doesn't have any suin, so that wouldn't be a concern either. So it can't even be about the fact that he's a safek isha. He says, no, what you have to say is that legabe chalukas truma, we consider him like a beri b'fnei atzma, because when we're talking about beri b'fnei atzma over here, we're not talking about what he is, we're talking about how it looks, that you're giving, that it's a bizayin to the truma to give to someone like this. When we talk about being manishim, giving him the onshim and mitzvahs and whatever, so then we talk about the fact that he's not a beri b'fnei atzma, because that depends on what he is. But, says Binyan Sion over here, it's more about how it looks, and it's a zilus of the kachim, so therefore it'd be considered very pronounced as far as this halach is concerned. Eved nami, the top line of Kuf Amid Alv, Dilma Asila Sukim Chum Liuchsin. We can't give Chumah to the Eved by the Beis HaGranos, because then you might come to think that he's a Kohen, and you're gonna be Malahim Liuchsin based on giving him by the Beis HaGranos. Aral the Tame, Mishum Demi Isi. An Aral and a Tame, it's they're Ma'us, so you don't want to give them Truma. No se Isha Shein Organis, lo Mishum Knasa. And we don't give it to a man who married someone who he should not have married. That's a Knas, that's a special penalty that we impose on him. The Yamshel Shomer writes that we make this penalty Ad Shei Gershena, until he divorces her. Once he divorces her, the penalty is over. But the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches, when it talks about Birchas Kohanim, writes in the name of the Rashba that a Kohen who marries a Grusha, a Noagin Bo Kedusha, Ad, so you'd expect him to say, Einogin Bo Kedusha Ad Shei Garshena. No, he says, Ad Shei Yodur Hanoa Al Das Rabim Me'anash B'Shu'asar Ben. He has to take a Neder Hanoa that he's not going to marry women that are usher to him anymore. So, L'chorim, one could have argued the same over here, that it's not enough to divorce her. He has to take a Neder that he's not going to do this again. If he's an Avarian in this area, we have to make sure that he's fully committed to no longer committing these Averos. Not about this woman, the marriage could have fallen apart and he divorced her, but he'll just go pick up another grusha, and that's not okay. So the same is true by Metami Lemesim, that we don't give him truma until he's Mekabel Shalo Liitamos, because Chalukas truma is an inyan of Hanhagas Kedusha, and the Tami that we talk about over here, that we're going to talk about in our sugya, is someone who's Tami Ba'ones, so that doesn't need a Kabbalah. If he was Tami Ba'ones, something just happened and he became Tami, but a Kohen who just didn't care and was continually Metami himself, so that he'd have to take a neder, that would be, we would require a fuller commitment on his part. Eli Isha my time alone. So says Gemara, but why is it that we don't give truma to an Isha bebeis agranos? Two possibilities. One possibility is that we're afraid maybe she's divorced, and we just don't know about it. She's no longer married to the Kohen. And the other concern is that if she's going to come all alone to take the Truma, it's going to end up being a Yichud problem. He's going to be all alone with her, so we don't want that to happen. My Benai, what's enough community between the two reasons? If you're near the town, so you would know if she's divorced, because that would have a call. People would find out about it. But there's nobody around, so you don't have to worry about Grusha, but you do have to worry about Yichud. Inami Demerchak, or it's far away, so you would not have heard if she's a grusha, but a shchichi ba'inshi. There are plenty of people around, and therefore you don't have to worry about yichud. So those are the two nafkaminas between the two reasons. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos Parak Yud Beis Halacha Chaf Beis that isha we're not cholik latrum beis agranos shema tiskareish u mipnei yichud. He quotes both reasons that maybe she's really divorced and there's an issue of yichud. So the Mishnah Melech explains Ram quotes both reasons because apparently he assumes that we need to be choshesh for both reasons. Both reasons are worth being choshish for. That's what the Aruch Lidar says, that since we don't know who to paskin like, so we paskin like both of them, l'chumra. That's what Mary Korkus says, that we have to be choshish also, for both reasons. It could be, though, says Mary Korkus, that when it comes to Trumah d'Rabbanan, we'd be makel until you have both reasons apply, meaning we'd go in the other direction, and we'd say that it would only be a problem if both reasons apply. It's dafka by Trumah d'Oraisa, maybe, that we're machmir, that you require both reasons. V'kulim shagun lahen l'batei, and chutz mitam mevinosi isha. You could send to their houses the truma. They can't come to take by the Beis HaGranos, but you could send to their houses except for the Tame person and the guy who married Nisha Sheino Geneslo, the Kohen who married a woman he's not supposed to marry. But you're allowed to send to the house of the Arel, apparently. My time, why are you allowed to send to the house of the Arel? Mishum Da'anis, because it's not his fault that he's an Arel. He's an Anus. Rashi says, Meso Achv Machmas Mila. His brothers died because of Mila, so it was dangerous for him to get Bris Mila, so it's not his fault that he's an Arel. The Rambam writes in the 12th parak of Hilchos Trumos that we don't send Truma to a Nosei Isha Sheino Geneslo V'chein L'tamei Ula Arel. We're not Meshagar L'bayis, not just for a Nosei Isha Sheino Geneslo and a Tamei, but also not to an Arel. So all the Achronim point out that it's directly against the Gemara. Our Gemara says we are Meshagar L'Arel because he's an Anos. What do you want from the poor guy? So the Mefarshim say either the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara, or it's a typo in the Rambam. We have the wrong gears than the Rambam. You have to say something. It's mamish v'feirish against the Gemara. Why would the Rambam say not to send to an Arel? What about the Gemara's point that it's an Anus, that it's not his fault? So it could be that the reason we don't send to an Arel is because an Arel is ma'us. So that's why even being Meshagar Lebeso is considered to be ma'us. That would be how the Rambam would explain it. Now it's interesting, whenever we have this concept of an Arel and Truma, so Rashi always says that the Arel that we're talking about is Samruz Mesuachiv Machmas Mila. And that makes a lot of sense over here. Rabbeinu Tam, however, throughout, always explains that when we talk about an Arel, the Arel is always someone who doesn't want to get a Mila, just chooses not to get a Mila. And but someone who's Mesuach Machmas Mila is a lot of Yitruma. There wouldn't be an Isser if his brothers died because of Mila, says Rabbeinu Tam. So it sounds much nicer to the guy, right? But the problem is, what's going on in our Gemara? The Arel that we're talking about is someone who chose not to get a bris mila, and yet our Gemara refers to him as an anus. Well, how could that be an anus? According to Rashi, it makes sense. If an Arul that's not allowed to eat truma is someone who Nebuch can't get a mila because his brothers died from mila, say instead you're going to call that an anus. But Nebuch, he can't eat truma, even though it's an anus. But you're going to an Arul who can't eat truma is someone that Rabbeinu Tam says who just chooses not, that he doesn't want to get a bris mila. How can you call that an anus? So Rabbeinu Peretz writes that our Gemara seems to be a very clear raya l'shitas Rashi against shitas Rabbeinu Tam, unless you say that Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Rambam, that the Rabbeinu Tam had the gears of the Rambam, that Arel would not get, you would not be Meshagar Lebeso, you wouldn't send to the Arel at all, so we wouldn't have this whole din of this whole statement that the Arel is not anus in any way. So frankly, Gemara Tamei Nami Ha'anis, but wait a second, isn't the Tamei also talking about a case where he's an ones? Hai nafish unsei, v'hai lo nafish unsei. There are levels of ones also. The guy may have become Tamei out of his control, but that's much more within his control than the fact that he's an Arel. He's an Arul because his brothers died. That's a very significant onus. The onus of becoming Tamei is he probably wasn't thinking, he didn't plan ahead enough to figure out where there's going to be a mace, where there's not going to be a mace. So that's not as much of an, that's not as as much out of his control. You don't give tshuma to an eved and isha based agronos. When we do give, whatever we do give to an isha, though, we give her first. Maika Amar, what are we talking about? When we give out Maiser Ani, we give to the woman first. Maitaima, Mishum Zilusa, because it's denigrating to the woman, it's embarrassing to the woman to have to wait. So whenever you have two Aniyim that come to your house, this is Allah, in Choshe Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, that when you have two Aniyim that come to your house, you're supposed to say, one is a woman, one is a man, you give to the woman first. Mishum Zilusa, we don't want undignified for a woman to have to wait to be in that position of collecting in the first place, so we always take care of the woman first. Rav says, used to be that when a man and a woman would come for a din Torah to me, have a sharina tigra de gavra bereisha, I used to take care of the men first. I mean, in the mechayiv mitzvos, I would say the man is on a higher level of kedusha because he's chayiv in mitzvos. Given the shemani laha sharina tigra deitzah bereisha. Once I heard this din about the dignity of a woman and how we need to be very makbid about the dignity of a woman, so I would take care of the woman first. My time, Misham Zilusa, because it's an issue of Zilusa, that a woman has to be treated with a great sense of dignity. The husband has to be mechabed his wife, but a woman always has to be treated with a great sense of dignity. She shouldn't be stuck outside just waiting for and having to go door to door to collect tzedakah. The Ritva writes in the name of the Ra, and this will be paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that even though an Isha is called Isha Tamil Chacham is called Li'isha, meaning there are different levels of who gets Kedima. So when it comes to Dine Torah, when it comes to Tzedakah, these things, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Chosh Mishpat, well, the Shulchan Aruch just mentions the Din of Tamil Chacham Kodem L'Amaretz before he mentions Isha Kodem L'ish, but in the Nesivis, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Nesivis, he comments that that a Tamil Chacham would go before an Isha. There's an interesting tshuva in the Torah Lishma. The Torah Lishma in Siman Nun Beis has a shayla of two guys that have a yard site, that both want the yamut for a yard site. One has a yard site for his father, and the other one has a yard site for his mother. Is there a din of kedima of one over the other? They both have the same chiv. The chiv of being mechabed, the father, the mother, it's all the same chiv. The din that kibarav is kodim kibareim is only if it's you dealing with your own parents when they're still married to each other, and it's only because the mother has a chiv to be mechabed the father. But the chiv overall of kibareim is the same exact chiv as kibarad av. So it doesn't seem to be a different chiv. But says the Torah Lishma, that he thinks the yard site of the father comes first. Because even though they have the same exact chiyuv, but the tzibur, klape the tzibur, they have to be mechabed an ish more than an isha. Because aside from the fact that kavod ish is greater than kavod isha, because an ish is chayiv b'kol mitzvos, and a woman is part of mitzvah shazman grama, but specifically when it comes to getting an aliyah, it was about a maftir, where in nashim are pturus mi mitzvos esek hatorah, so it's a greater kavod to a man that there's esek hatorah than it is to a woman. That's questionable. What do you mean? The Gemara in Sota says nashim v'meizakyan. How do women get the zchus? So the Gemara, the zchus, they don't have a zchus of Torah. So they do have a zchus of Torah in the fact that Torah is being learnt on their behalf, that they're supporting Torah, they're enabling the husbands to learn Torah. So why is that more of a zchus that the son, adraba? If it's the son who's learning the Torah, the son who's reading from the Torah, I would think that's more of up the woman's alley. That's more of the woman's zchus. But the Torah Lishma says the raya is from our Gemara. The Rava says meireish have amina, that if it, not for the indignity of it, I would say to give to the man first because he's chayven more mitzvos than a woman is. So he says, you see that makes a difference from our sugya. You see that makes a difference. He says also since a man is bechal arvus and a woman is not bechal arvus, the tzibur has likely benefited from the mitzvos that the man had done and therefore owes more of an akara Arvas Hatov to the men than the mitzvahs that the woman did, because the woman is not Bechlal Arvas. It's also a questionable assertion. I don't have time to get into it now, but that's also questionable that a woman is not Bechlal Arvas, maybe for certain mitzvahs, but not for all mitzvahs. Higdilu Atarovas. So then the Mishnah went on to say, this boy, these two guys, one of them who's the son of a Kohen and is therefore a Kohen, and one is an Eved, is the son of the Shivcha of the Kohenes. So they then grow up. So he said, if they are freed, the Mishnah had spoken about what we do when they become freed. Shichru yibayini lo baylo, but it makes it sound like they have the option to yes free each other or not free each other. I mean, they don't know who's Eved. There are these two guys. One of them is the Eved of the other one. So it sounds like they have the option of not freeing each other. Vamai. Lisa shivcheni yachol bascharne yachol. Shouldn't we force them to free each other? Because after all, they're not going to be able to get married otherwise. Neither of them can marry a shivcha, lest he be the Kohen. Neither of them can marry a bascharin, lest he be the Eved. So says Gemara, Amarava Ema Kovnos Mashachran says that. Yeah, you have to say that we force them to be Mashachar each other. It's not something that might happen or might not happen. It's something that we have to force. It's interesting, the sugya of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Melchorin is where we really have the idea of Kofin. It comes up in Gittin, in Babasra, in several places, where you have someone who's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Melchorin. We say, Nebuch, what's he going to do? The world was created to populate. This guy can't get married to anybody. So that's what we say, that we're Kofinus Rabbo to force him. That was one of the cases in the Mishnayos Nidios where the Chazu Beisil Lahoros Kedivri Beishameh, that Beisil was Moda, that Beishameh was right. That's the best option, that we have to force them because there's no other option. Tosos Maseches Chagiga, the Beisim Beis says, well, wait a second. If you have a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, why doesn't the Chatzi Eved sell himself as an Eved Ivri so that he'll be able to marry a Shivcha? Meaning, sell his Ben Chorin half as an Eved Ivri, and then Manashach. He's either an Eved Kanani, or he's an Eved Ivri, or he's half Eved Kanani, half Eved Ivri, and he can marry a Bas Chorin. So the Tosaf over there says that a Ger can't sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and his half Ben Chorin is a Ger, so he can't sell himself as an Eved Ivri. But Fractatory Evan, that's for that case. What about our case? Here you have a guy who's either a Kohen, which is not a Ger, regular Kohen, or he's an Eved. So, Manavshach, let him sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and then he'll either be an Eved Ivri, or he'll be an Eved Kanani, and he'll be able to marry a Shivcha. Why isn't that an option over here? Tosas Kasha, that he asks in Chagiga, on the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, may not be a Kasha on the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, but will be a Kasha over here. That's what all the Achronim ask. So, Tzlach explains that Tosas Kasha is not that he should sell himself Stam to some stranger. Who's going to want to buy an Eved Ivri? The Gemara tells in Kiddushin that Misha Kona it's a disaster to buy an Eved Ivri. You have to treat him with greater respect than you treat yourself. It's like some people treat their housekeepers, that they always have to worry about, they end up being treated nicer than the children get treated. So that's who needs all that tsaras? It's much easier to just take care of things yourself sometimes. So who needs an Eved Ivri that they're going to buy an Eved Ivri? No. Well, what is it? What does Tos mean? Sell himself as an Eved Ivri? It's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. He's half owned by a guy anyway. Go to that master that owns you anyway, and that instead of having him violate an Issa D'Oraisa of freeing you, which is Lo Bem Ta'avodah, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, he's not allowed to free you, so he would rather buy you as an Eved Ivri than violate an Issa D'Oraisa. That's what it's talking about. But over here, there's no one that's going to violate an Issa D'Oraisa. So there's no one home. There's no one that's gonna buy the guy. So that's the whole kasha of Tosos wouldn't even begin over here, says the Tzlach. Okay, there are other suggestions also. But we have to go back to it. Says the Gemara, Noson love Chumre, and then we said we give him the Chumras of both a Kohen and of an Eved. So, Lamai Hilchso, what does that mean? Amrav Papa Leminchasam, for the Karban Mincha. Halach is when a normal person brings a Kohen Karban Mincha, we do Kmitza. The Kmitza, the three fingers full of the flour and oil, is burnt on them, and Lavona is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it, the Shirayim, get eaten. But a Kohen brings a Karban Mincha, the whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So, what do we do over here? And we don't do Kmitza. So Amar of Papa Leminchasim, the Kmitza is Kminchas Yisrael. We take a Kmitza like a Minchas Yisrael, but Vein Cheles Kminchas Kohanim. We don't eat the Shirayim like a Minchas Kohanim. You wouldn't eat Shirayim. Hakeitzan, Hakomeitz Karav Ba'atzmo, Vashrayim Kraven Ba'atzman. So we take a Kmitza, we burn the Kmitza, and then we burn the rest of it. So Fraklamar Ikri Khan Kol Shemen Elishamare Balsak Tiru. But I thought we said that any time there's a Halacha, that any time part of the Karban Mincha, Kmitza was taken to burn, the whole rest of the Karban as an isser to burn. So how can we burn it? That's not playing it safe. That's a violation of Balsak Tiru. We burn it not betoras carbon milcha, but betoras eitzim of a carbon krablazin. Tanya blazin omer l'reich nichoach yatamala avol atamala shem eitzim. You're not allowed to bring it as a reich nichoach, but you are allowed to bring the rest of it as eitzim and burn it that way. Hanich l'rablazin l'rabbanim ha'ikul neimer. That works well according to Rablazin, but according to the Rabban, you can't burn it l'shem eitzim. Then what? So dav like Rablazin Rabbi Shimon. Then we do like Rablazin Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rablazin Rabbi Shimon omer hakometz kar v'atzma v'ashirayim mispazin al beis hadashen. That we take the shirayim and we spread it all over the ashes. And even the Rabbanan who think that you're not allowed to just spread it all over the Deshan, the Beis HaDeshan, that's only by the Minchas Chote of a Kohen, which should have been Nikrav. But over here, where there's no other choice, the Rabbanan only say Shirayim are craven by a Minchas Chote of a Kohen, because the whole thing is a Bas HaKrava, it's like a Minchas Nadava. But over here, you can't bring it, because he might be a Zar, so there's nothing else you could do. So it might be real shirayim, and shirayim of a zar you're not allowed to bring. It's bebal saktiru. So then, even the rabban would be moda. This is a good etza to be mispazer abeis hadeshen, to take the shirayim and just spread it out over the ashes. Good. New mishnah now. Mishalo shasa achar baylo shlosha chadashim v'nisis v'yolda ve'en yaduim bin tisha l'rishon and bin shiva li'achron. Nebuch have a case: a woman gets remarried too early. She doesn't wait the 3 months of avchana, and then she gets pregnant right away, and we don't know who the baby's from. The baby could either be a ben shiva liachron, a 7 month pregnancy from the new husband, or a 9 month pregnancy from the old husband. So hayilo banim min arishon. So here are all the halachas. If she had sons from the first husband, ubanim min asheni, and other sons from the second husband, choltsin v'lomiyavmin. Those sons can only do chalitza and not yibum on his wife, on this fellow's wife, this suffix wife. V'chein hulahem choles v'lomiyavim. And he on their wives also can only do chalitza, but cannot do yibum. Now, if he's the only brother, he should be the one doing chalitza. If there are other brothers, they should be the ones doing chalitza, because it might not, his chalitza may be worthless because he's a suffix whether he's their brother. Hayilo achim in arishon ve'achim in asheni shalom el seim. If he has brothers from both the first father and the second father, but not from the same mother, who chalitza miyabim? He can do chalitza or yibum on them, because either he's doing chalitza or he's just marrying someone who he's totally unrelated to, and that would be mutter, provided that they already got a chalitza from someone or he's the only brother. Vehem echon chalitz ve'echon miyabim. And they, on him, one of them will have to do chalitza, and then someone else can go do yibum. Haya echad Yisrael ve'echad kohen. If one of them was Yisrael, one of the fathers was a Yisrael, one of them was a kohen, nosi yishuru yilakohen ve'en metam in the mesim. So this child is going to have to marry only someone who's allowed to marry a Kohen. He's also not allowed to become Tamei dead bodies. V'im nitmein usavik es harbaim. If he does become Tamei lemesim, he does not get Malkus. Like we said yesterday, it's a Savik. Eino ochel betruma. He cannot eat truma. V'im achal. Eino mishalim karen v'chomesh. If he does eat truma, he does not have to pay the karen v'chomesh. V'eino cholik al agorin. He doesn't get his portion of truma by the goren. Umochra truma v'adam shalo. He can sell whatever truma he has and keep the money instead of giving it for free to a Kohen, because he could say motzi mechaver olavarei, prove that I'm not a Kohen, and therefore if you want to take it for free, so you can charge money for it. Ve'inu cholik b'katshe hakachim, he doesn't get a portion of katshe hakachim. Ve'in nosun loes hakachim, and you don't give him your kachim to go bring in the Beis Hamikdash. He should not be bringing karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that if he's a safik sol safik Kohen, and he did the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, let's say you're chayav a carbon chatos, and you send it with this guy. Now, do you need to bring another one? Was the whole avodah possible, or was it not? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that l'chor this tali in the machlokas Rambam and Rashba, whether safik daraisa l'chumra is a din daraisa or a din darabanan. He says if you hold like the Rambam that safik daraisa min hatorah is l'kula, so then min hatorah, here you have a safik daraisa, you can go l'kula, you won't have to bring another karban, so you don't. He's potter. But if you say that safik daraisa l'chumra is a din midaraisa, so then you have to go safik daraisa l'chumra and you have to bring another karban. So that fundamental machlokas Rambam Rashba would creep up over here as well. Vein motzin a shalom yado, and we don't take away whatever karbanos that he wants to bring for himself. We allow him to bring them. Upatim in Ezra v'lchayim makeva. He's patim from the matnas kuna. Ubuchoro yehi roach yistayiv. Any buchor that he has can graze until it develops a mum. V'nosel of chumri kohanim v'chumri yisraelim. And we give him all the chumras of kohanim and yisraelim. Hayu shneihem kohanim. Let's say both of the fathers were kohanim. Hu onin aleihem v'hem oninim alav. He is an onin for them, and they become an onin for him. Hu einu mitamei lehem v'hem einu mitamei lo. But no one's allowed to become tamei for each other because they might not be related. What does it mean? He becomes an onin for them, they become an onin for him. So Rashi writes, L'chumra shemazel avuv b'yom yisaso asr zalechu b'kadshim. That one of the dinim of aninus is that there's an isra of achilus kadshim when a person is an onin. So saying he becomes an onin for them, in that he's not allowed to eat kadshim so long as they're not buried, and they're not allowed to eat kadshim so long as he's not, or on the whole first day, so long as he's not buried. So the question is, why does Rashi have to say like that? There are other dinim of onin as well. An onin is also b'basar v'yayin. An avel is mutter b'basar v'yayin, but an onay, in fact, the Gemara says that yayin was only created l'nachim bo'as ha'avelim, but that's only once there's a din of nechama. There's no din of nechama for an onay. You're not allowed to be menachim and onay. That's why it's an avel, what they do. A lot of the funerals at the funeral homes, right before the levaya starts, they have the family sitting in a room, and everyone comes in and starts being menachim them. It's not a shas nechama. It's only after kvura that it's a shas nechama. You're not supposed to be menachim before then. So anyway, they're not ready for nechama. So, but anyway, the isra of basar v'yayin, there's an isra of basar v'yayin for an onen. So why does Rashi have to say over here that it's about eating kachim? Just say it's about an isra of basar v'yayin. Pashas, as he says, is because we're talking about kohanim. We just said hayushneim kohanim. Basar v'yayin would not be a din specifically in kohanim. It would be a din for everybody. Also, the isra of basar v'yayin is only in sedra banan. It could be that we dafka want to highlight that which is an isra d'araisa. Karen Noro quotes from the Rush that you see from our Mishnah that we are misabel on Sveikos, that there would be a din of Avelis, because the Dafka says that who onin aleim v'hem onin alav, and aninus is a chelik of Avelis. Karen Noro then says, but l'chora, it's really a raya, the opposite, because it only says aninus doesn't mention a word about Avelis. Makes it sound like, no, they only do aninus and not Avelis, because aninus l'chud v'avelis l'chud. They're very different dinim of aninus and Avelis, and they're not at all necessarily connected to each other. So could be a raya the other way. Vayter in the Mishnah, who ainu yarish son of alheim yarshin oso. He can't yarshin them, but they can yarshin him. Meaning he can't yarshin them because each one can say, you know, you were the other one's son. You're the other, so they could push him away. But they together can come together and split his yerusha. It's moment of mutal b'savik. They'll take it and they'll be cholik the yerusha. Upatra al makasav al kulasu shal zev shal zev. If he hits or curses one guy or the other, he's patra for both of them. The Gemara is going to talk about what if he hits them both at the same time. Olav b'mishmar shel zev v'shel zev ve'eino cholek. If he goes to each one's mishmar, but he cannot get a portion of what they're giving at the mishmar, get the portions with the other kohanim. Im hayishneim b'mishmar echad notel chelek echad. But if both of the fathers happen to belong to the same mishmar, so then he can get a chelek along with the other members of the mishmar, because he's vaday a member of that mishmar. He just doesn't know how he's a member of that mishmar, but he's vaday is a member of that mishmar. Says Gemara, dafka and in the ratio, dafka has to be that you do chalitza then yibum, because if you do yibum first and you're not the yavam, it's going to turn out that you pogea biyavam l'shuk, that the girl still needs a yibum or a chalitza. Amr Shmuel, asar kohanim omdim pirishachem ubaal havlat shtuki. If you have 10 kohanim and one of them goes and is baal a woman and has a baby, that baby is what we call a shtuki. So it says Gemara, my shtuki. What do you mean shtuki? That he's quite from his yichus in some way. What does that mean? If you mean to tell me that he doesn't get a Yerusha, pshita, mi adin avu amanu. Of course he doesn't get a Yerusha. There are 10 guys. One of them is the father. We have no idea which one is the father. How could you possibly give him a Yerusha? We don't know who his father is. No, shtuki over here means that he doesn't have a din of a kohen. Wait a second, they're all kohanim. Why doesn't he have a din of a kohen? My taima. Amakra, vaisalo, being a Kohen, it's not enough to have a father who's a Kohen. In order to be a Kohen, you have to know who your father who's a Kohen is. You need Zaro Miyuchas Acharav. It needs to be that they know exactly who the father is. In the Sefer Korban Chagiga, he writes that the Vlad is Chayiv still to be Mechabit, all 10 guys. Because the Savita Raisul Chumra, Kibud Aveim, he would still have. He still have a mitzvah of Kibud. The Gilyoni Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel, says, what are you talking about? He's Batal Barov. There's only one of them is the father, so there should be a din of bittul b'rov. So he says maybe there's no din of bittul b'rov because it's a davar chashav zeinu batel. It's considered like kavua and it's kemechza al mechza dami. I don't know, but sounds like it should be safik daraisa that he should be machmir and he should have to be mechabidem. Maskarav papa elameata. So ask Rav Papa, wait a second. Whenever it says lazara achrav, it means that it has to be miyuchas achrav. Elameata kabe avram dechsev lios chal elokim ulazaracha acharecha. That I'm going to be, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you. And lazaracha acharecha. What exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram Avinu? This is what he's telling him. You have to be careful that your Zara, Avram, has to be your Zara. It can't be, it has to be Miuchas after you. It can't be Miuchas after anyone else. So Avram Avinu, you're not allowed to marry a Goy or a Shivcha. A little problem over there. No, Avram Avinu married a Shivcha. He married Hagar. So how does that's the mitzvah that he's being told. You're not allowed to marry a Goy or a Shivcha. Zohar Chanar says, it's really not a kasha. This pasuk is being told to him when he's 99 years old, 13 years after he married Hagar. Maybe he didn't stay with Hagar after that. Marsha says that since once he married her, he was Meshachar her right away. So therefore it wasn't a problem. But he does point out that it's difficult how Avram was allowed to marry Hagar for a different reason. She was a mitzvah Rishona, and the Torah was going to ask her. And the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula Adshlo Nitna. So the Marsha explains that since he married her before he had a Bris Mila, and he at that point he wasn't yet Mekayim Kala Torah Kula. Mekayim Kala Torah Kula only happened later on in his life. That's what the Marsha suggests. Because everyone asked the Kasha if he was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula Adshlo Nitna, how come he wasn't Mekayim Mila Adshlo Nitna? So it could be that he only started being Mekayim Kala Torah Kula once he got the Bris Mila. In the Yalkata Gershuni, he quotes in the Or HaChaim that Hagar was not Nishtachar. The fact that Avram married her is because a person is allowed to violate an avera in the Torah if it's a hara'a sha'a al pi navi, if it's a one-time thing al pi navi. Avram Avinu did this because Sarah was a greater neviya than he was, and it was a hara'a sha'a from Sarah Imenu. Sarah said that you have to marry Hagar, so he followed the hara'a sha'a of Sarah Imenu. An unbelievable part that ain't a chinami. He was an isadar raisa, but Sarah Imenu said a hara'a sha'a. He's allowed to do this. Meisve says Gemara Rishon Rai Lios Kohen Gadol. The first one is allowed to be the Kohen Gadol we had previously when you have a case where someone is miyavim his brother's wife within 3 months, and they have a baby, and they don't know if the baby is the brother's baby or his baby. So he said the first one is allowed to be a kohen gadol. The baby is allowed to be a kohen gadol. Vabin and zarim yuchsach ravalecha. But we don't know who the father is. Granted, both fathers are kohanim, but we don't know who the father really is. How can we say that he could be the kohen gadol? So says more zarim yuchsach rav drabanan cross machle biyalma. This din of zarim yuchsach rav is only din drabanan. Pasuk is nasmachle v'chikaz drabanan b'znos b'nisun lo gadol. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan only goes around Znos, not in case of Nisuin. It was Znos, because Rabbanan, the Rabbanan really goes around Znos, Vatana Mishal, Shasachar, Bala Shoshkotos, Minisis, Violda. Our Mishal spoke about a case where a woman didn't wait 3 months and she got remarried. My Achar Baila, what exactly happened to the first husband that we're saying she didn't wait 3 months from? So, five possibilities. Ile Ma Achar Misas Baila, if we're going to say that he died, Ema Sefer, but then it goes on to say, Who Onin Aleim, Vehim Onin Alav, that they will be owning him on him and he on them. Bishlam, Who Onin Aleim, Shkachso Benisuin, Shani. I understand he'll be an onin for the second guy, Velikara Tzamas Takama, or even for the first guy if they move his bones. Elohim onanim alav, Hechim Shkach Sakama Hamislei. But how could they ever be an onin on him if they're already dead, if the first husband's already dead? Ve'el the second possibility. What happened to the first husband? Begrusha got divorced. Umay Achar Baila, Achar Get Baila, means after they get. Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa goes on to say, Hu ain't Matami Lem, Ein Matami Lo. He's not allowed to be Matami to them and they to him. Bishlam, Hemein Matami Lo, Lechumra, the Kol Chadbechadim Alav. I understand they can't become tameh to him because he may not be their son. Elahu ain mitameh lehem, but why can't he become tameh to them? Am I bishlam l'sheni? I understand why he can't become tameh to the second guy, lo litmilei, because he might be the son of the first guy. El larishon, but the first guy, mimanav shach, he should be able to become tameh to. Litmilei mimanav shach. Ibrehu shaper kametamilei. If I'm his son, I can become tameh to him. Vibar basru, and if I'm not his son, then I'm a chalal. Shaper kametamilei the chalalu. Then my mother, when she got married to the second husband, was a grusha, and mela, I'm a chalal. See, either way, he's allowed to be mitame to him. Elulav, so rather, Gemara says, no, the case is biznus. First one was, it was biznus. Boas. She was never married to the first guy. Umayach Baila Achar Boala. V'ketani Seifa Ol B'Mishmar Shazavishal Zeh V'tiyavta D'Shmuel. And we still say that the son gets the Mishmar of both of them. So this is a Tiyufta on Shmuel, said that you need Miuchas Acharav. Says Gemara, no. Amrav Shmaya, fourth possibility. B'Mema'enes. First marriage ended with Miyun. B'Mema'enes Mika Yalda. Miyun is only for a Ketana. Ketana can't have a child. V'atani Rabbi B'kam Eder Avnachem. Sholosh Nosham Sham Shol Spimoch. Three women are allowed to use birth control. Ketana Mu'beres Manika. Ketana Shemet Tisaber V'Tamus. So Ketana, because she can't have a child, it's dangerous. She will die from it. Mu'beres Shemet Tasu V'Rasandal. A pregnant woman, because we're afraid it's going to kill the fetus that's already inside of her. Manika Shemet Tikamol Spinav Yamas. And a nursing woman, because we're afraid she's going to wean her child too early. Vezui Ketana Basachas Sheshon V'Yomechad. Al Bashtemas Sheshon V'Yomechad. A Ketana is defined as a girl between the ages of 11 and 12. Pox Mekeno Yesel Kem Shemesh Kedark V'Alechas Divrei Meir. Less than that age and older than that age, she doesn't need to use birth control. And the Chum says she could always be Meshamesh as Kedaka and doesn't have to worry about the dangers because Shomer Psalm Hashem, Hashem will protect you. So says Gemara, so don't you see, bottom line though, that Mima Enes is not possible because she can't have a child if she's a Katana? So fifth possibility, Mishkach Labi Kiddushay Taus with Ravid Omer Shmuel. It was a Kiddushay Taus with the first marriage. So she didn't need to get to end the marriage. If a woman is raped, she's mutaris to her husband. And sometimes, even if she's not raped, she's mutaris to her husband. Where the first kiddush was a kiddush etos, it was a kiddush al tanai, and the tanai wasn't met. Even if she has a child from that marriage, she could always be mema'ain and leave that marriage. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots on the top tomorrow.